Utopia Radio presents
Space. The final job before I quit. These are the voyages of the UK Space Agency Engineering Pod number 46. My 5-year mission? To explore the 10 square meters I'm trapped inside, seek out Pluto, and boldly go and switch the lights off. If they're still on.
Pod to Pluto by Peter Richard Adams. Episode 8. Blue Monday.
Pod, what was that?
What was what, Jemima?
That thing that just sipped past us like shit through a goose.
Oh, that's another dollar in the swear box.
No way, are we still doing that?
Yes, way. I'm determined to teach you that manners cost nothing.
Well, so far it's cost me £812.
An expense fully justified if we're to keep the air in here from turning a shade of blue.
That's a point. Why is the air in here slightly blue?
The big thing or the little thing?
What?
You were asking about what zipped past us back there.
Oh yes, so I was.
Because I think the little thing may have been part of the exhaust.
Right. And the big thing?
The big thing that wasn't shaped like a V-drive muffler.
Yeah.
That was Ceres.
Ceres? The planetoid service station? We just shot past Ceres.
Yeah. We're really cooking now.
Weren't we supposed to stop there?
Maybe, but we're going too fast to stop, and speed makes me feel sexy. We'll stop at the next one.
The next what?
Ceres.
There's only one Ceres, Pod?
Is there? Isn't our galaxy weird? You get tons of moonses, 2 Marses, but only one Ceres.
There's only one Mars, Pod.
You're pulling my leg.
Look, that's not important. We need to stop at Ceres. Can you turn around?
Definitely not.
But I need to collect water.
Ah, don't worry about it. We'll get some for the engine later.
I don't need it for the engine. I need it for my body.
What body?
The one I live in.
It'll be fine. You can repair it later.
But I don't want to get it repaired. I want it to carry on performing at peak efficiency.
Peak efficiency?
Yes.
Well, I think it's a bit late for that. Probably cheaper to just write off the sad hulk you're currently using and buy a whole new model.
That's not how human bodies work, Pod. You only get one.
No way.
Yes way.
Well, I'll be jiggered. If that's truly the case, then there's no way yours is going to survive this trip. There's nothing for it. I'll have to preserve you. Commencing air drain.
Please don't do that, Pod.
Sorry, Jemima, I have no choice. Your body is one step away from the knacker's yard. I'll need to use what little is left of it to complete the mission when we arrive at Pluto. So I'll just preserve it now using the sweet, sweet, freezing, airless void of space.
Pod, there's nothing wrong with my body.
Not now, there isn't. But what about later, when you keel over and die from all the processed spam, tinned wine and full-fat cheese?
I'm not going to keel over and die, Pod. I'm not even 30. I've got years in me yet. The best of which are going to be spent stuck in here with you.
What?
What?
What you just said? Did you really mean it?
Absolutely.
That's the most beautiful thing anyone has ever said to me.
Which bit?
The bit about the best years of your life being with me. That's warmed parts of this old pod I forgot I had. Though it's possible something could just be on fire.
I think you may have misunderstood.
What's to misunderstand? You love me. And I love you too, Jemima.
Do you love me enough to stop the air drain?
Of course. I wouldn't want to see you all chilly cold, my darling.
Or dead.
Or dead.
So why hasn't the air drain warning siren stopped?
Because I forgot to stop the air drain.
Pod, can you please stop the air drain?
Of course. Air drain terminated.
Pod, why hasn't the air drain warning stopped again?
Because I forgot to stop the air drain again.
Pod, stop the damn air drain.
Oh, that's another dollar.
Stop it. Stop.
Stop it now! Stop the drain!
Jemima, I'm rather afraid that I'm going to have to let you in on a little secret.
Which is?
But if I do, I don't want you to get mad. After all, I'm very concerned about your current health situation.
Pud!
You see, Jemima, the thing is, the air drain has actually been going on for some time.
How much time?
Considerably longer than the air drain warning siren has been sounding for.
How much longer?
About 16 weeks.
16 weeks?
Yes, that's right, about 16 weeks. Give or take an extra 16 weeks.
What?
And that bit earlier when I said I was going to activate the air drain, that was a bit of a ruse. I thought it might help deflect your attention from the whole we've been draining air for 32 weeks and then I forgot to stop at Sirius to get it fixed situation.
Hud, this is dreadful.
You're telling me? It's a tragedy. And we've only just fallen in love as well. It's like Romeo and Juliet, isn't it? Except in this version, Romeo gets to live in the crypt with Juliet's decomposing body for another 3.5 years.
Hard to shut up and fix it.
I can't.
Can't or won't?
Well, it's a little from column A and a little from column two. I won't because I can't. I tried my best for you, really I did. I've been redirecting CO2 from the exhaust into the living quarters for over a month now.
But I can't breathe CO2, Pod.
Well, yeah, I know that now. That's why your body is so ruined. You've been breathing in cool blue air for 2 months. That's over now, though.
Only because I found out?
No, because the muffler fell off. I think I could have probably kept this up for another 10 or 12 days before you hocked up a lung.
Just turn around and take us back to Ceres for repairs.
You know that's not something I can do. The B-drive doesn't work like that. We're like an unstoppable force coming up against an immovable object. But without the immovable object.
Could we send for help?
Yes.
Then do it.
Done.
Have you really?
No. Why should I? I do everything around here.
Shock it, Pod. Get John on the comm.
Okay, but it won't help.
Good afternoon, Belafonte Massage Service.
Pod, that's my mum, not John.
I know. I'm such a rascal.
Oh, Jemima, it's you. Sorry, I was expecting a client.
Client?
It's not important. I'm glad you called. How many tickets do you want for the raffle?
What raffle?
The church meat raffle. There's some good stuff in there. Quite fresh.
Why would I want tickets for a meat raffle?
It's for a good cause. Oh, and there's a nice stack of offal going. You like offal, don't you? You can make good sausages from offal.
Can you?
Oh, yes. Intestines make a lovely casing.
Well, this is a gross conversation. And it's sucking away my air. Mum, I've got to go. Pod and com.
I'll put you down for a book, shall I?
Pod and com.
End in com now. That was very rude, Jemima.
Why didn't you put me through to John?
There's no point. He can't help you. And besides, talking to him would have just sucked away your air.
Pod, send for help.
Jemima, it's pointless. There's nothing out there but nothing. It's space.
There must be something, surely.
Well, there's dust, I suppose, and discarded KFC boxes, and the odd Sirius service station screaming past. But we're using a nearly top-of-the-range B-drive. Even if someone did set off after us, we'll always be a few jumps ahead. When they finally catch up, you'll still be pretty nice and dead.
You think I'm pretty?
There was no comma in that sentence. I'll rephrase. You'll still be nice and dead.
So you think I'm nice?
Are you okay, Jemima?
I'm not sure. Starting to feel quite woozy now. Damn it, Pod. Damn it all to heck.
$2. It's good to see you're still taking the swear box seriously.
Pod, there is no time for your glitch nonsense.
Okay. Perhaps there is a way we can fix this. Do you have your toolkit?
Of course. I'm an engineer, aren't I?
Are you? Okay, now. This is going to be difficult and hard work. If we're going to do this, then I'm going to have to talk you through the whole process in minute detail. And even then, there's still a 98.7% possibility that you'll end up deader than a Kennedy. To get this job done, you're going to have to go below decks.
Below decks? That's exciting. Never been below decks before.
That's because it's full of precision equipment, Jemima. We only allow engineers down there.
But I am an engineer.
If you say so. But as a general rule, we only allow real engineers down there.
I am qualified, Pod.
Jemima, I have full access to your files. You have a diploma in space management, which, I don't think I need to remind you, isn't even a relevant qualification for your job. This is important. This is life or death.
I know, Pod. It's my life and death.
Don't get emotional, Jemima. I need you cool. Cool, calm and collected. As cool, calm and collected as an oxygen-depleted cucumber. Can you do that?
Yes, Pod.
Louder.
Yes, Pod.
I can't hear you.
Yes, Pod!
Call me, sir.
Yes, Pod, sir.
Okay. Now, try all that again, but this time in a more cool, calm and collected manner. Really channel that cucumber.
Yes, Pod, sir.
That's better. That's the sort of hyped up to the gills level of barely restrained fury and agitation while suffering from acute asphyxiation that's going to make sure you live till next Monday. You do want to live, right?
Yeah.
Louder.
Yeah.
Can't hear you.
Yeah.
Call me, sir.
Yes, sir.
Good. Now, more cucumber.
Yes, sir.
Okay, then, team. Let's do this thing. Is everyone ready?
You do know it's just me here, right, Pod?
I do now, team.
Okay, Pod. I'm below decks, in the engine compartment.
Are you still alive?
Checking. Yes.
Ooh, that's a shock. Okay, well done. Now, the first thing I need you to do is to locate the grab lock suspension bar.
Is that this long thing?
No, no! Don't touch the long thing. The long thing is the grab lock suspension matrix. Do you actually want to be turned inside out?
No, Pod.
Then please remove your hand and spend some time locating the grab lock suspension bar.
Okay. I think I've got it.
Excellent. Now, look for a crack. It's likely to be infinitesimal. Like looking for a hair on a naked hair.
Found it.
No way.
Yes, way. I have excellent eyesight.
Yet you failed to notice the air was blue for 37 weeks.
37? Wasn't it 32 weeks 20 minutes ago?
Not the time, Jemima.
Okay, Pod. Now what do I do?
I want you to be very careful. Very careful indeed. You have to understand that the slightest sudden movement could aggravate the leak.
Understood.
Right. Now, with your left hand, open the toolkit.
Toolkit open.
Now, search around until you find the bonding tape.
Searching.
Yes?
Searching.
Yes?
Got it.
Phew. Next, with a care like that you would use to pet a lost badger, take a small strip of the bonding tape from the bonding tape distributor.
Okay.
Careful.
Okay.
Have you got it?
I've got it.
Excellent. Now gently, oh so very, very gently, take the strip of bonding tape with your left hand, and with barely the pressure you would use to kiss the face of a hideously aged relative, apply the tape to the crack.
Okay.
Steady now, Jemima. Steady, gentle strokes.
I'm applying the tape with steady, gentle strokes, Pod.
And?
Nearly there.
And?
It's going on. It's going on. And it's on!
Sweet, that's done then. System's fully operational. Panic over.
What?
Fancy a game of buckaroo?
It's done!
Yep, connect four.
You're telling me that the solution was to put sticky tape on the crack?
Absolutely.
But that was easy. I thought I was going to die.
Trust me, it was pretty touch and go there. After all, you're a terrible engineer.
Pod.
Seriously, for a moment, I thought we might have to instigate emergency measures and break out the fresh gaffer tape. Now, if you're not going to die, let's light some candles and talk some more about how these are the best years of your life. My love.
You've been listening to Pod to Pluto, written by Peter Richard Adams. It starred Laura England as Jemima Belafonte and Wayne Russell as Pod. It also featured the voice of Stephanie Lee as Mrs. Belafonte. This production was edited and directed by Peter Beeston, and the title music used in this episode was Aperante in Gravades by Martin Benitez. Also, please remember to rate and subscribe to this series in the favourite podcast application of your choice. Also, could you tell your friends if you like this show? As it'll make the very lonely occupants of UK Space Agency Engineering Pod number 46 far happier to know that they have a little company. This work is released under a Creative Commons agreement. For more information and access to even more amazing radio productions, visit us online at cornucopia-radio.co.uk.
Hello, you've reached the Belafonte Massage Service. All massage types catered for: exotic, platonic, empathetic or sardonic. Extras available because, well, underneath, don't we all just want to be loved, hmm? Oh, if this is the vicar calling about the raffle tickets, I've sold 3 books and please totally disregard the start of this message. Or unless you're interested in becoming a client, because I've had a cancellation Thursday morning and I'll do your mates rates.